6:03.
Yes, make sure your microphones are on, please.
Now it is.
It is now.
Okay. Call this meeting to order at 6:03. Approval of the minutes, June 2019. Everybody's read the minutes?
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as read. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Minutes are approved. Appearance of interested citizens. Carol Dorfler, okay.
I'm coming.
Okay.
Good rainy evening, board.
Pull the microphone over close to you.
Staff. Better. There are just a few things that I wanted to converse with you this evening about. One of them is a neighborhood concern that when Daryl Richardson sells his house, who will be looking after Sunset Park? As you know, he's taken care of that park for 30 years, and it is pristine, and we in the neighborhood don't want to see anything happen to that park. It is really a gem. So do you have some plans to assign the park as you each have an assignment, correct, for parks?
Yes, but we just go in and look at them and make suggestions. Robert, do you want to deal with that one?
We were hoping you were going to take over where Daryl.
We got a push mower for you.
I helped rake the grass down there. That's about as far as this old lady can go.
The new owner's got to take care of it.
No. City staff fully plans on taking care of Sunset Park once Daryl chooses to step down from his volunteering.
Okay.
So.
And so will the park be assigned to one of you board members?
It already is.
It is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And who?
The Ben Hiddle. Whoever replaces Ben Hiddle will have it.
Okay. So there's no replacement for him right now?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So, along that line, speaking of Daryl Richardson, he did a really brilliant move. He has timed the sprinklers there to come on in the late evening. There have never been any problems with homeless camps down there for that particular reason, or as far as I know, and I know a couple of people that live near that park, anybody trespassing into that park late at night and putting up shenanigans. So why is it that that can't happen in our other parks?
I can answer that. It does happen in many of our other parks. However, irrigation systems are, it would be extremely challenging to get irrigation systems down into some of the areas that we have homeless camp problems in. Such as out on the gravel bar at Kaiser Rapids Park. It's probably a half a mile.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm referencing our little neighborhood parks.
Yep. So Wallace House Park.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them. And I'm sure some of the other parks around have had probably some issues.
So we have Wallace House Park. We do have irrigation that turns on at about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the evening up above. However, down below where the homeless camps like to hang out by the river, again, be extremely challenging to get any irrigation down there, and considering it's in a floodway, it would get ruined every year and it would be extremely costly to maintain. But we do absolutely use that tactic in developed areas where we can.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
See, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
I didn't know that. So I think that's brilliant. It's like, yeah. I have a little list here. Reset the sprinklers. Has the date been set yet for the repair of the tennis courts?
So currently the tennis court is out to bid to contractors. So we'll have those numbers back here in the next couple weeks, and then schedule the start date shortly after.
Perfect. Perfect. And last but not least, when, I guess I could have just all addressed this to you, Robert, but I wanted to talk to the board about the sprinkler system, which I didn't realize you had already addressed that. When that construction happens down at the park,
mm-hmm.
at Willamette Manor Park, would it be possible to do any other types of repairs down there at the same time? There's been some graffiti sprayed up in the ceiling on the shelter. There was graffiti all over the tabletops, but somebody's gone down there and scrubbed them. I'm not clear who did that.
City staff has been removing graffiti almost daily in about 8 different parks.
Perfect.
Daily.
Daily?
Daily.
I'm sorry. That shouldn't happen.
It's getting to be ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you, board and Robert.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can I bring one thing up, too? Daryl got volunteer of the quarter, and that'll be probably presented at the next city council meeting, which is not next Monday. It's two Monday.
15th.
Okay. So come out and support him for the stuff he's done.
Definitely. And I'll put it up on the neighborhood page.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Thank you. Spencer Mills. Thank you, Mrs. Kohler. Debbie, have you seen this application?
Yeah.
This is his Eagle stuff. Have you gotten an application from him for the grant yet? I know it hasn't been approved yet by the city.
Chairman Loudon.
Yes.
He has the paperwork all filled out. He left it at home.
I try that at work. You know, I forgot my brain at home. Doesn't work at all.
The dog ate it. Yeah, the dog ate my homework. So what I think what he's going to do this evening is, again, review what he wants to do. He has the official paperwork put together that you can review. If you have any questions about it, that way you can ask him.
Okay. You can join in on this, Robert.
Sure. Yeah, let's go ahead and let us know what it is you're planning on doing once again. Just so you know, this the youth portion of the grant program won't officially be adopted until council adopts it next week. We hope that's the plan, unless something changes. If there's any changes, I will let you know. If you are looking for just a simple reimbursement grant, then there's no changes being made to the reimbursement portion of it. If you're looking to get money up front or have staff buy the materials for you, then again, that would have to wait until after council approves it, but we don't anticipate issues with that next week. So for whatever that's worth, I'll let you go ahead and speak to the board and let them know what it is you plan on doing once again.
All right, so my plan for an Eagle project is to put, so first of all, refurbish a metal box that'll be storage. This will go down at the amphitheater at Kaiser Rapids Park. And so far the box has actually been donated, and also a cement slab to hold the box. So now all that needs to be done is sanding and painting and then installing the box and metal and the cement slab. And so the Cost-wise, is roughly $200 for hinges, for hydraulic hinges on the box.
Does that include the painting?
I think there's the impression the paint was going to be donated. Is that not true?
We can do that.
Okay, that's what I thought. And then either sandpaper or sandblasting. And then gravel might be needed. So sanding and the hinges. The hydraulic hinges. That's what our total has come out to be.
Okay. Any questions?
Who's going to have access to the box?
I believe Clint will, and
the type of stuff that's going to be stored there. Some flags might be stored there. We will store an extra spider box in case the spider box that we furnish for everybody goes out, or if there's a problem with it, they can go to the box and get the other spider box. And maybe some tools store down there too.
So that'd be stored, that would be by the stage then?
Well, it'd be in back of the stage up into the tree area. Robert and I went down there today and looked at the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, by the fence.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll paint it so it's kind of camouflaged to begin with, so that people don't notice that box is down there.
I'll give it a couple months. It'll be mossy. So, since we have an application and you need to decide if you want to go for the youth program,
yeah,
or the matching grant program, which should be both available by next month, right?
Yeah, next week, we hope.
Next week. So you need to get your application in on whichever program that you're going to choose to do that with.
Yes. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yeah. You have any more questions, Robert?
Yeah, I will commit to finishing that application, getting it ready this week.
Okay.
Turning it in.
Yes, Bill.
If you need a hand with the application, give me a call. Dan knows how to get a hold of me.
Thank you.
So you need to work with Robert closely on this project. And I take it if he goes for the youth program, you're going to be his counselor, Mr. Kohler?
That would be good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I might, I'd just like to brag a little bit about young Mr. Millis. He's worked really hard on this. He's you know, we've got the pad that's being donated by the city. He was able to get a box donated by Cherry City Electric. He's got a whole bunch of things all put together and in place, so it really shouldn't take a long time once everything is approved, and this is one of those steps tonight is to get that approved. Mr. Holland, I think there's a piece of paper that was sticking out of that notebook a little bit. Was it not sticking out anymore? Did somebody push it back in? It has three signatures on it now. It needs a fourth one down
not
at the
here.
Bottom.
Loose? Is it loose?
No, it was pulled out.
Application?
Whose signature needs to go in there?
Yours, I think, because he's the one that you were the one he's been working with. And then, anyway, I just wanted to brag a little bit. I think he's worked hard. He could qualify for either of the two grants, either the matching fund or the youth, because of all the things that he has donated and we'll put together for it, in my opinion. But I just wanted to say, I think he's a great kid. And thank you guys for helping put this together for him.
And I have no idea.
Thank you. Dan, which one of these places gets my signature?
Beneficiary.
So if it's going to be property of the city once you donate it,
hold on.
It's probably better that I sign it.
That's kind of
if it's going to be property of KLL, not KLL, excuse me, KRA, then it would be more appropriate for Clint to sign it.
Yeah, it'd be to you then.
It would stay with the city with the amphitheater.
Yeah, it'd stay with the amphitheater.
I really don't care who signs
it. I'll sign it.
Mass confusion.
I just want to
yes?
Yeah.
You have a question?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just out of curiosity, what grade are you in?
I am going into 10th grade.
Into what?
10th grade.
All right, good. Well, I just want to thank you for your project. It's great that you step up and do something that's needed in this community. That's a really good step forward. There's so many kids that come and do this Eagle thing, and a lot of people don't understand the work and the organizing skills you have to do, so I really compliment you on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments? We'll be looking forward to seeing your application next month.
Debbie, right. Quick question. How soon does he need to have that, at least 2 weeks before the Parks Board meeting?
Well, a week before, as long as it's before I send the packet out.
Okay. So, yeah, Spencer, did you catch that?
Would be great.
Okay.
Earlier the better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wayne Fry. You're not going to go down front?
Yes, I am going to go down there. I have some of the interested citizens today.
I have a question. Do we have a quorum to pass this?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Parks Advisory Board. I was here, my name's Wayne Fry, resident of Kaiser for 4.5 years. 3 years ago, 2017, I came to this board and I asked to put in a soccer field at Country Glen Park, and we did. It was approved and City Council approved it. And at that time, I put in a soccer field that was relatively low priced. Introductory type equipment, portable, but apparently not very durable. So what you've got there in front of you is what I put in. That first page is what it looks like, or what it used to look like. It had a PVC pipe and then a soccer net. It used to be red. It's now faded to white. And then in 2017, the soccer field was in use for about 3 months, and then the rainy season came, and so I took it down. I put it back up in 2018 in April, and it was up for about 8 months, and then took it down in the rainy season. And I put it up in 2019, and I did have to repair it at least once during 2018. One of the legs were broken, but I was able to repair it. But now the leg has been broken again. So one of the goalposts is no longer functional, and it also presented a safety hazard. The second picture on page 2 is what the goalpost looks like now. And then it's not really fixable. So Robert had one of his guys from Parks and Recreation actually remove that goalpost. So right now we're down to one goalpost that is kind of old and weathered. So what I would like to do is write a matching grant request. If we look at page 3, I've done a little bit of the numbers there. Clint Holland and I met yesterday. He's got a supplier, a vendor that can provide soccer equipment. And so what I would like to do is replace the equipment with something that's more durable, a steel goalpost, and some new nets. It's going to be durable. The goal is the same, to provide a positive, healthy activity for kids, family, and community, and to make it safe. So I've looked at an old catalog, to get an estimate of the prices. And that's what we see there on the top of page 3. The total cost of the project would be $3,453. And then with a matching grant program, I would need to provide 50% of that. So to get to the 50%, there are various ways to do that. And what I learned is Mr. Holland has a distributor agreement with a vendor called Vendor Stackhouse. And with that distributor agreement, he could potentially get us a 30% discount on the equipment that we order from that vendor. Okay? And then that discount would count towards the 50% match. The total, the 50% match would be $1,726.50. So that distributor agreement with that vendor, if we use that discount, that would reduce that by $953. I'm going to do a lot of this work as a volunteer and see if I can recruit some of my other people that I know to help me do some of this work. We have to unbox the new goalpost. We have to put it together. We have to anchor it. We have to paint the field. We have to put up the nets. And I figure it's going to take at least 10 hours. Bonus International, an organization I'm familiar with, they put a value on volunteer time. They think an hour of volunteer time is equal to about $25. So based on that, my volunteer time would be $250, which could also be used to offset the match. We would have a remaining amount to be matched of $523.10, which I would need to find a resource for, which I have not found yet. Okay? There's one more page. On yours, not mine. But on the fourth page there's a copy of the matching grant request form. And it kind of summarizes what I just did in my worksheet. And so what I would be looking for is a motion from this board to move forward with a matching grant proposal to replace the goalpost and the nets at Country Glen soccer field. Matt?
When are you planning on doing this project? Because normally we get the grant application beforehand. This is the first time I'm seeing this, so I don't know if anybody else saw it, but
I don't know if I should have had it in 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so.
But I'm late on that.
We can put it on the next agenda, or if board wants to, they can suspend the rules.
There's no immediate rush. I do want to replace the equipment, and I want to give people the opportunity to use the equipment. But as I've mentioned earlier, there doesn't appear to be a whole lot of people using the equipment right now. So I can wait a month. But
so the only other question I have, and a lot of these are estimates, right? And if you're doing a reimbursable grant, that's fine. But there's a lot of sort of what ifs, right? 30% here, 10% here, and all these other things. Do you have an actual quote from the company that's going to be doing this, where we can have an itemized quote from them saying this is what we're going to be doing as far as discounts and all these other things?
Not yet. Okay. No.
That might be, if we don't waive the rules tonight and go forward, that might be something worth having, A, to protect you as the person with the grant, so you don't get stuck paying an inordinate amount of cost for things that you weren't expecting, but B, it also gives the budget folks and Tim a little bit more to kind of bite into when they're actually going through and looking at this on the back end.
Yeah, the numbers I have now are based on an old catalog vendor, and those numbers may have changed. And I would need an item.
That's $21.53 for two goals?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pair. They're steel.
These are real heavy steel ones, the same as at Whitaker. They're real heavy. You can't move them. It takes a lot of people to move it. They're full size?
No, I've actually decided to go with the junior size.
The junior size?
19
okay.
feet wide, 8 feet tall, and 7 feet deep. There is a larger size, 24 feet, and I figured if they can't hit a 19-foot target, yeah, that's big enough for that size community soccer field.
The only maintenance on these things, like at Whitaker, they do rust if you don't paint them every other year. That means you tip them up and paint the underside where they get wet. But they're very, you can't break them.
Yeah.
They're very heavy.
Yes, Robert.
So I had made the recommendation last time we were talking about this, I believe it was the last meeting, of aluminum goals like we have at Claggett Creek Park. They're made out of thick gauge aluminum, much easier to move if you need to get them off the field for any maintenance purposes, or if the field gets too wet and starting to look like it's getting ruined. Oftentimes we'll pull those off just to keep people from playing. And then there's zero maintenance involved. Like aluminum doesn't go bad in the weather, so you're not constantly applying paint to keep the rust from happening. Just a suggestion I had, just because when I first started here, I dealt with the heavy steel goals at Claggett, and those were borderline impossible to work with without lifting them, hoisting them like with a backhoe or something, which oftentimes when you're trying to move them, the turf is extremely soggy.
Claggett Creek or Country Glen especially, it's really bad out there in the fall.
My plan does include wheels on attached to the goalpost.
That's exactly what the ones we had in, thank you for recognizing me, or for looking this way. The ones we had down the ballpark years, they had wheels attached to them, and they were heavy duty. But when we had when you lean them back and move them, two of us could actually do it.
It's but extra money to put the wheels on, but
those were hard. Those are heavy duty ones, but I love having those wheels on them. So I don't know.
I'm okay with either steel or aluminum.
Has there been a price comparison?
And I've worked with both at two soccer fields that I've worked on in Ontario. Mm-hmm. The steel does rust eventually. The power coating wears out, and you have to, they do try to rust, so you do have to paint them. And the second soccer field that I worked on was aluminum, but it broke. Someone climbed on it. So apparently it wasn't that or as strong as the steel. But I'm okay with aluminum, and I can prepare an estimate based on aluminum also.
I think Robert has the last say of what goes in there. Yeah, still on.
If I could, I do have a couple more questions. So down below here where it says distributor discount estimated at 30%, is that a donation? The way you could count it would be as if it's a donation.
Clint,
if it's just a discount, like a wholesale discount, similar to something the city gets when we buy equipment, then I don't believe that would count towards
just make it as a donation. Then.
Well, it would need to come directly from the supplier would need to say they're making a formal donation to this project in the amount of X to count that as a number for the match. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a donation instead of a vendor discount.
Mm-hmm. But that donation would be coming from me, not from the manufacturer.
Okay, it would need to be formally on their invoice, I'll say, somehow, right. Showing it. Because what we track is invoices paid or donated for financial purposes. And then my only other concern was the final 523 you'd mentioned not found yet. I think in order to have a complete application, you'd want to have that amount dialed in where it's coming from.
I understand.
So
yes,
I'm looking at the Stackhouse website right now. They got the 18.5 by 6.5 aluminum 2316 is the cost right now. I'm looking on the Stackhouse website. So it's actually pretty close, $200 off. And if you get those same discounts, I think you're still in that wheelhouse to get the same benefit at the end. If Robert says we have to go aluminum or whatever, but
yeah, aluminum is a little bit doesn't cost quite as much.
If you could send me the specs, just curious, or I can pull up the
website. I've got the catalog, Greg. There, if you want to see what
I get done, though.
Let me grab it. I can show you what I was thinking.
I just want to make sure we're putting a quality goal out there. We, like I said earlier, we're experiencing extreme amounts of vandalism lately throughout the parks, and I hate to put anything out that won't last long.
And the pad and wheels.
And wheels.
Junior size, 19-foot, not the big one.
Is it 19 feet? Yeah, so that's the 18.5 by 7, but that's the...
So I would need to find a source for the remaining amount.
For $16.
We would need to change it to be a donation instead of a vendor discount, and change it to aluminum instead of steel.
I mean, it's their application to approve. Those are just some suggestions I had made. That's all.
Okay. I guess what I would like is to find out if I should move forward on this.
Personally, Mr. I think you should. I mean, Wayne, you put the effort in on the original goals.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned that there's not a ton of traction down there. Part of that might be because maybe a little nicer goals might attract more folks. Not that what you put down there was anything bad, because, I mean, there were times I've been at Country Glen and I've seen kids using it. I don't know, Roland, you live right across the street. I don't know how often you see kids out there,
at first it was used like by not really practices, but just kids coming and going. There was a period where it wasn't used for a long time.
Yeah.
And I could see that durability was a big problem. I mean, as far as, there was always like, Wayne was always out there working on them, but putting back up.
I would go over there pretty often to straighten up the goals. You know, they do, if they get a little loose, they get saggy and they don't look good. They don't look
with real. Better ones and I hope to be more involved in helping you next year. Hopefully I'll be healthier, but I believe it would definitely be a big improvement as far as use.
Yeah.
That would help, I mean, really.
Wayne, my only suggestion, I'd say, they got the 19-by-7-foot aluminum ones on the Stackhouse website. They're $200 more than what you're quoting here at the $2153. My recommendation would be to go forward with that plan. It might mean that your input might be about $700 instead of $500. I love the idea when you came to the Parks Board a number of years ago and did it to begin with. I think anytime we can give people an opportunity to do something is always a good thing. So I got your back 100% on it.
Okay. And then as far as maintenance, I'm still willing to take care of the soccer field. I'll still be striping the lines. And I did ask for a lawnmower. And the reason for the lawnmower is so I can mow lower than Parks and Recreation mow, unless I can convince you to lower your mower blades. That'll make it so the lines stay there longer. I mow it where I put the lines. And
it makes the lines stand out when you mow it shorter and then you paint it, yes.
In my original configuration, I bought a little push mower, which turned out to be brutal. Because the grass was really thick and it was really gnarly, and I could just barely push a push mower through it. So I eventually gave up on that idea. So I'm looking for an electric mower, battery powered, so I don't need a long cord and I don't have to deal with gas.
What?
Yes, Matt.
There's always a question. So if the city's buying it, where do you store it, and who's maintaining the mower?
The mower could stay at my house, or I'm going to go on Spencer's idea. We might eventually put a box in there to store some equipment at the park.
So just as a matter of nothing to do with you, you win the lottery and decide to move to Tahiti next week, who's taking care of the mower, right? So that's just a little bit... raises a question mark for me. I'm not necessarily ever going to be in favor of somebody just getting money to have something stored at their home. So that's just my own kind of personal thing.
It could be, stored at Parks and Recreation. I can pick it up when I need it.
Just something to think about.
Or maybe Parks and Recreation has one that I could use on an as-needed basis.
We do have that. We own 4 21-inch Honda push mowers. They're stored in our trailers. They go mobile, and we also have one that stays at our shop regularly. You're more than welcome to come use those as a volunteer to mow. If we could try to come up with a schedule maybe for that, that would benefit us, so we make sure it's there for you and we don't have it taken out somewhere else. That's an option.
Mm-hmm. Transporting a mower is I can do it, but it's not easy with my vehicles.
I'll say we could potentially lower the blades on a soccer field. I mean, it can be done. I think once you do that, you'll probably want to mow it twice a week. A lot of ball fields are mowed more often to keep the grass short and train it short versus the once a week pattern that we tend to try to stick to. You allow the grass to grow longer, and then when you go back and mow it short, it doesn't always like what you've done to it, and it doesn't look as good.
It kind of turns brown.
Uh-huh. So you kind of have a couple issues there.
And it's just the lines that need to be shorter.
Not the whole field.
Not the whole field.
Yeah. So our 72-inch mowers dropping down would probably look kind of funny if we're just doing lines.
Any other suggestions or things, ideas I can improve to?
I was going to say mowing the lines like you're talking about. Little League does that all the time before they paint. And they keep the grass short, but they make it even shorter on the lines, and then they paint it afterwards. Makes it stand out. You can mm-hmm. see the line better.
Clint also suggested painting both directions to make the paint so you can see it.
The other issue, I think that's been a challenge probably for you in keeping the paint visible, is the fact that we use all recycling mowers in our park system, not bagging mowers. And so as we're mowing across your painted lines, it's carrying grass and dropping it all over the place, which probably messes with your paint a little bit. And I don't really know how else to deal with that. At this time, we don't have plans to buy bagging lawnmowers. It'd probably triple the amount of time it would take us. Just, you know, we'd have to go slower and empty bags and then take the debris to the dump and all that. It's not really feasible for
I understand that.
Most of our applications.
Yes, Matt.
So my final thought on this, I don't think that we're in a position today to waive the rules to try to consider this today. I think you got a little bit of additional homework to do. My recommendation would be to look into that aluminum. I think that's what Robert's suggestion is. Come back. If they can give you a quote from the company, I think that's going to make things a little bit easier. Frankly, in terms of all the line and the mowing and all that kind of stuff, it's important, I think, if you're getting the usage out of it. But I feel like you're creating a tremendous amount of work if you don't get the use out of it, right? Mm-hmm. My hope is you put some nice goals up, then it's going to drive use, which will drive additional need for the lining and all the other stuff like that. But I'm excited to see this come forward and have a little bit more realized dream that you've had out there for a number of years now. So looks good.
Okay. Other questions, suggestions?
No more questions, but I support it also, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for your time and your encouragement and your ideas. I'll do these things. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol and Dennis Phipps. Oh, okay. Mr. Davis.
Jeff, can we just put you on the board? I mean, you're here all the time.
That's not over
Apparently
yet.
We have an empty spot.
Chairman Loudon, members of the board, council, member Herrera, Robert, Debbie, thank you for tolerating me once again. I'm here really in celebration of a completion of our work at the parks. We've managed to install exercise equipment in Claggett Creek and also at Country Glen. And really, I just wanted to take a minute to make sure you folks got to see those photos, but also to just share with you who was involved in the project and just talk about that briefly, if you don't mind. First and foremost, Kaiser Rotary. They are a huge sponsor of the project. They gave $12,500 this year, and they've already slated another $12,500 for next year, which is today. Knife River donated a portion of the concrete. Brad Swinford from Salem Concrete did all the curb work and form work at Claggett, and he donated all that. And he also did the finish work there. He also did the form work and the finish work at Country Glen, which was fantastic. Mark Callier, a lot of you know, major driver of the project. In fact, I just felt like I was in his way half the time. So Randy Miller, of course, was there ready for anything we needed. Lots of equipment, lots of expertise, you know, all those great things. Herc Rentals donated the concrete that went into the solo tubes for the actual exercise equipment at Claggett. And they also donated the forklift and some of the heavy equipment that was needed, the concrete that went into it. I may have already said that. I also wanted to mention just the parks employees. They were very accommodating and helpful to us through this process. So thank you, Robert, very much. I would also want to say every interaction I had with the employees of the park system was excellent. I mean, you've really hired some excellent people. So that is fantastic. Really appreciated them. So get out there and take a look. Enjoy it. The pull-up machine and dip machine at Country Glen is assisted, so you don't have to do your whole weight, which is nice. (laughs) 2019-2020, we do want to do it again. I've got $16,000 available for that project, and that doesn't include the labor and some of the materials I plan on getting donated. I've talked to members of the community and members of the park system, and it's looking like I think I'm going to target the west side of the River Road now. So it will be Wallace House, Kaiser Rapids, and Meadows. And so those are kind of the areas I'm looking to formulate a proposal around, and I hope to have a completed proposal to this group prior to the July meeting, the August meeting. So that's my thoughts. I was wondering what amount is it. I know last year was a kind of a special situation. We showed up late in the year and the money was available. This is a new year. It's, you know, clear eyes and lots of time. What potential amount is available even for a matching grant at this point? Do we know?
The entire amount.
15. Oh, okay. Okay. But we've got some great programs that we've already heard from. So, you know, okay, but it's 15. Excellent. Other than just thanking you guys for your help, your guidance, this has been just a phenomenal experience for me. I've had nothing but great interactions with people. Of course, I love our town motto. I mean, volunteerism just really rings true here in Kaiser. So I want to thank you all for letting me do this and for supporting me in that. And if you have any questions or thoughts, I'd be happy to answer them.
Have you tested out the equipment yet?
We got a couple sets in, you know. Yeah, we have. At both parks. Yes, yeah.
Matt, where are you going to go try them out? We're just glad to see you back. Roland, you're going to go try them out.
No, I actually saw those.
A great addition. My little old soccer goalposts really look shabby now compared to all that new equipment. I'm really looking forward to an improved soccer field also in Country Glen.
That'd be great.
Okay, Roland, you had something to say?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I happened to run into the equipment. Man, what is that called? The massive thing?
Yeah, it's called a Helios 7 station multi-gym.
Well, it's very impressive. You haven't seen it in person. That's big.
And they've actually got the orange jumpsuit stored inside, right?
Actually, you probably built some muscles just saying that name.
That's right. The focal strength. Anybody, any questions?
No questions. I thank you for running with this.
Yep. It's my pleasure.
Davis, a whole bunch. It's nice to see someone grab something. And I agree with the motto, you know, pride, spirit, volunteerism is what it's about in Kaiser, and I love it. So you're an example of that.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you all for your help. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
New business, youth grant program.
Yeah, I'm not sure that really needed to be on there. I think that was left over from last month. Unless somebody, do you have anything to say?
No, we already talked about.
Okay. Park reports. I get to read, see, well, at least I'll try. I visited Clagga Creek Park a couple times last week and again this morning. One of the most exciting updates is that the exercise station is completely installed. I like the floor of the station is lined with large bark chips and that the setup is simple. It also is accessible location between the basketball court and the playground. I also appreciate the stickers on the structures, which have instructions and pictures of what muscles are targeted with each exercise. The only thing that needs to improve in this area around the station improvement in the area around the station where the dirt mound is set. There's a large patch of grass missing and the ground is a bit uneven. I want to thank Jeff and our park staff for their dedication to work hard on this project. In addition to the new station, the yellow soccer goals nets are completely torn up. Other than that, the park is looking great and well maintained, especially given the high volume of people visiting the last couple of months. I do not have anything to report on Wallace House Park. Are the goal nets already?
We don't supply goal nets. We let the soccer players do that, and they generally put them up and take them down as needed. We supply the goals, but not the nets. That's
okay.
That's how it's been done in the past. So she probably saw somebody's nets up between practices or something. I'm not sure.
I will potentially have two. Nets that are in good condition.
Yeah. Also, just to let you know, the dirt work that she was referring to has been done and seeds been put down. So that part's complete. We just wanted to make sure that they were completely out of there before we went ahead and did the leveling and removal of the extra soil.
Okay.
For those who don't know, we had a fire down at Wallace Park. And boy, we were very lucky if that would have got into the trees. I went down and looked at it, and it was all the logs that were stacked up from the flood. And they burnt most of that wood that was down there that was stacked up, but if it would have gotten to the trees, it would have done a lot of damage down there at Wallace Marine Park.
Wallace House,
I'm sorry.
Well, now you don't have to worry about the wood until next fall when it floods again.
Until the next flood.
Flood will take it away, but...
Well,
black.
it always puts some back. And being old person, and they always refer to the 96 flood, and they go, that's nothing compared to 64. But I'm old and feeble. All right. Dylan is not here. Oh, it's my turn. Bear Park. There seems to be a lot of down limbs in Bear Park. And some of the grass is getting a little tall for this time of year, but I don't think you can get one of your 72-inch mowers in there without destroying them. Sounds like a string trimmer time, or whatever. That's your expertise. And you still need to fill around the park there. It's a pretty good drop-off, which I found out when I was wearing my motorcycle helmet and stepped off. Good thing I was... Ben Miller Park, it looks pretty good. The stump's still there, but it goes away when it goes away. And the parking will take care of itself sooner or later. Ben is not here either. We already know Sunset Park is in perfect condition, right?
Yep.
It is.
It is. Until he moves. Wayne, Country Glen and Hidden Creek.
Country Glen has a new really great exercise station called the Helios 7.
You don't have a paper long enough to print that out on.
And I did see it. I saw the cement pad before the equipment was installed. And the pad was done nicely. I haven't been down for a couple of days, but I'll be going there checking out the equipment. Hidden Creek, it's being mowed regularly. Everything's looking good. A few weeds. I did this last year. I went out and pulled weeds at Hidden Creek, and I challenged my cohorts to go out and pull a bag of weeds at your assigned park. So you're all welcome to do that.
It's a clock sandwich. Hey, back.
Turn on the mic.
Yep, got it. That's all I have.
Bike inventory, it's under your name also.
Inventory of area park bike racks. I've kind of done this not very much. I've gone on bike rides, and I've taken a few pictures of parks and their bike racks just to get an inventory of what's out there. I've done it for the schools also. I found for the schools, I went to each school, and I looked at their bike racks, find out if they're behind a fence or if they're secure, how many they have. And then I went there again during school hours to find out what kind of usage they're getting. Just wanted to maybe do something like that for parks, or at least get an inventory of what bike racks are in each park, and still work in progress.
Do we have bike racks in our parks?
Some of them.
Do you know which ones?
Do I know which ones?
They're not in my parks.
Country Glen has one.
Yeah. Wallace. They're here and there.
Here and there. Mm-hmm.
I look forward to hearing Wayne's inventory list and his suggestions as a bike professional.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Kaiser Rapids has bike racks in multiple areas. I've noticed that, but I haven't documented it.
Yeah, there's one by the amphitheater, isn't there? Okay, Robert. As if you haven't spoken enough tonight, it's your turn.
Okay. As I was mentioning to Carol earlier, the Willamette Manor Tennis Court is out to bid right now. I'm excited to see where those prices come in, hopefully right on budget. We're looking forward to get that project started this summer. Mowing of Bear Park, it's funny you mentioned that, David. We're planning on doing that starting tomorrow. We're going to do a flail mow it and a cleanup, limb cleanup, and touch up with the weed eaters along the fence line and whatnot. Got our staff going to be working on that. We've been finishing up some dirt work at Claggett Creek Park around the new workout station, as well as dialing in the soil around the basketball court. And then we've also been doing some dirt work around the basketball court up at Northview as well from last summer's projects, just, finishing up things, making the parks look nice and tidy. The charge house down at Kaiser Rapids Park, bid went out to see if we get any interested contractors to move the house out of the site so we don't have to pay to demo it. We'll see if we get any interested people to do that. And I will actually be out for next month's meeting. Just want to let the board know in case there's anything that you need from me prior to that. We can hopefully work together via email or phone calls. There we go.
Yes, Matt.
The only thing on that, Robert, that I would say is if you get anything for grant match and it's in by the time you have an opportunity to look at it, can you provide a summary on your perspective on those grants, please? Thanks.
Also, I had a question, Robert. It's actually from quite a ways back. There was the people that presented on futsal.
Yeah.
And we were going to paint some of the courts on some of the tennis courts and basketball courts. Has that been happening?
So an update on that. I actually had a tennis court painting professional come out to the sports court at Claggett Creek Park and up at Northview, and they laid some paint down. When we both originally looked at the court, it was a cloudy day, and we didn't see any shimmer on it, and it's recommended that there's no sealers applied to concrete in order to get paint to stick. The curing compound that was used on those courts was supposed to be one that you could paint and glue to. There was an issue with the type of paint that they generally use on those courts. Okay. Via the new concrete and the curing compound used. So a new type of paint has been ordered, and we plan on seeing those lines put down this next month.
Okay.
It's on our agenda. It's just a little delayed.
All right.
So, and I've been in touch with the futsal folks and let them know that as well.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you much.
Claggett Creek Park in Northview. Those are the two new sports courts that we redid last year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert. Any other business? Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm disappointed, Matt.
No, it's rolling.
Rolling.
Okay, I'll be brief. I just wanted to remind folks, our council meeting, by the way, we're in the process of refining our charter committee, charter review committee. So that's going to be settled here pretty soon. We're going to make a few changes, and then we'll bring that forth on the next meeting. But what I want to talk about mostly today was about National Night Out, which is coming up on the Tuesday, August 6th. And then and National Night Out is big in Kaiser. It's really well participated. I don't remember all the facts, but they do a really nice job. And registration is important, that we know that on July 30th is the last day to register in your neighborhood, or if you know anybody who wants thinking about doing that. It's actually a lot of fun. And just so people know, National Night Out is not just, you know, go out and have fun with your neighbors. There's actually a lot of meaning to it in terms of relationship between the police and neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And one of us mainly is prevention of crime, believe it or not, because we kind of have relationships. It also talks about strengthening our communities, our neighborhoods, by just people knowing each other, because I've met too many with the police officers where their neighbors are there that actually never knew each other until the night out. So there's a lot of good reasons for that. And also, the relationship between the police and the community in Kaiser is just, it's really good. I mean, thanks to all the blast, camp, and all the great things that the police officers do here, and the fact that neighborhood on night out, we're in touch with, I say we're because constables take part in that too, ride-alongs with the police officers. But I just want people to know that there's a lot of meaning behind that. And Kaiser is really a community-based volunteerism, just like we kept saying here. So I wanted to stress that, because somebody said something to me about, it's party night. It's actually party night, but it's actually more meaning than that. So
that's a Tuesday night, right?
Right.
That's a Tuesday night.
It's first
August,
Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? The last thing I had, the equipment that Mr. Davis was talking about. You know, I was watching the process, and it's kind of cool to watch what the guys are doing there. And being the park nerd in my park, I get all the questions about what's going on there. Is it true they're putting a fountain over there, or something, a water fountain, or something? And you know, it's kind of new because we communicate that way. And as it's coming along, people are appreciating the work that they're doing, those young men. But we all appreciate that. So that's all I got for the night, and hopefully everybody had a safe July 4th. We had a great one in our neighborhood, and it was a lot of fun, except for my dog. Yeah, my dog did not like it. So that's all I got. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roland. Now, Mr. Lohr, you have any business for us? You don't have to.
It's been quiet. No, just a couple things coming up. Clint will talk about his stuff, but July 17th through the 20th, Kaiser Homegrown Theater is going to be doing As You Like It, Shakespeare in the Park. A lot of fun. Bringing over some talent from, I think it's West Salem High School. So it's pretty much all I got. And I can also, since Ben's not here, I can do Monday the 15th council report. I plan on being there anyways. So.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Any question? Yes.
I'd just like to mention that got Brady Goss this week, Saturday, at the amphitheater. He's very good. He plays at the State Fair every year, so it should be really interesting.
Anything else?
I just wanted to let the board know that we have a vacancy on the board now, and if you know anybody who might want to apply, the application is submittable online, or they can come into the city hall. They can call me. I can mail them one.
Thank you. Here's your chance, Jeff.
You'd have to conflict out on all those projects.
You just can't vote on your own projects. Anything else? Okay, we stand adjourned at 7:04.
Hey, thanks to everybody for the card. I really appreciate that. That was good to get the mail.
The crayon signature was mine.
I figured it was. I was trying to figure out whose crayon X that was.
That was mine.
So, Roland, do you go around? Do you, on National Night Out, do you go around some of the councilors?
Yeah,
maybe
3 o'clock.
Yeah, but touch base with me. I'm going to look at my calendar. Right.
So you try to make it by or later. Maybe. Yeah. Chief Blanco has a really good chili.
I know
Linda went 1 year when she was doing the surgery. She went with Copeland and she went over to Chief Blanco and she said, chili was pretty good.
You want to go to All-Stars? Or where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Let's go to
Okay, good.
You do.
Yeah, back.
But I was asking, maybe I'm just being dumb when I'm looking at them. I don't know anything about our Bob Newton Park. Is Bob Newton Park?
It was reported on last month.
Okay, so they don't report, and so which?
We alternate because we've got 19 parks.
Oh, okay.
So we alternate.
River Road.
And so which board member?